The diplomatic moves surrounding the war in Iraq have become material for a controversial and acclaimed play. It's called Stuff Happens. And for this play on current events, the author David Hare did some reporting as well as writing. His creation debuted in Britain and is now making its American debut in Los Angeles. It's at the Mark Taper Forum, the final choice of a director who's been at that prominent theater for 40 years. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Stuff Happens takes its title from a remark made by Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld when he was asked to comment on the looting in Iraq following the fall of Baghdad.
Think what's happened in our cities when we've had riots and problems and looting. Stuff happens.
Donald Rumsfeld is a character in the play Stuff Happens, as are George W. Bush, Tony Blair, Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell. There are more than 36 characters in all. Many of them are familiar from radio and television. Much of the dialogue is taken from their public statements. The scenes that take place behind closed doors, however, are the work of playwright David Hare's imagination, like this one, in which Tony Blair, played by Julian Sands, tries to impress upon President Bush, played by Keith Carradine, the need for a UN resolution backing the war.
We're getting contradictory impressions from different parts of your administration.
I can believe that.
That's right. It's not unknown.
Oh, it isn't unknown.
We both know a little confusion can sometimes be creative in government.
It can be useful, yeah.
Some of your people genuinely respect the UN, whereas with others, let's say, there's a sort of contempt and almost obsessive hatred.
It's me that'll make the decision. I'll make the decision. I'm the president.
Yeah.
David Hare wrote the play last year on a commission from Britain's National Theatre. He says he spoke on background to dozens of people involved in the events he portrays. He won't say who, but some scenes echo the recently uncovered Downing Street memo, which suggests that the Bush administration had decided to invade Iraq long before it publicly acknowledged that decision had been made. Yet Stuff Happens is not some kind of documentary, says David Hare. He calls it a history play.
It's a history play in the same way that Shakespeare's plays are history plays. It's about power. And there's one man in the room who understands power, and that's George W. Bush.
And yet there's a way in which the play doesn't exactly seem to be about George W. Bush in the way that Richard III's about Richard III.
No, that's right. The play is about the diplomatic process. I describe it as a play about how a supposedly stupid man, George Bush, gets everything he wants, and a supposedly clever man, Tony Blair, ends up with nothing he wants.
In fact, it was something by Shakespeare that director Gordon Davidson had planned for his farewell production, but then he went to London over the Christmas holidays and picked up a copy of Stuff Happens at the National Theatre Bookstore.
I read it, gobbled it up on the plane going home, and got off the plane and said, I got to do this play.
And it's more in keeping with Davidson's work over the years than Shakespeare would have been. Among the many plays that got their starts at the Taper were Trial of the Catonsville Nine, about Vietnam draft resistors, and Children of a Lesser God, about living with deafness. Twilight, about the 1992 L.A. riots, and the Pulitzer Prize-winning Angels in America, which deals with the AIDS epidemic. Davidson was 33 years old when he became the Taper's first artistic director. That was in 1967, and he says his work was shaped, in part, by those times.
And what did we have then? We had the Democratic Convention of 68 coming up. We had Women's Lib. We had civil rights. We had the Vietnam War. And it was an extraordinary time. And to have a place where I could give voice to my feelings and other artists' feelings and connect to an audience of people sitting there every night from different walks of life. And that dialogue goes on.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay, once again, same place again, please. Go ahead.
At a rehearsal during previews, director Davidson and the 22-member cast were fine-tuning the elaborate choreography of bodies and furniture that tells a story spanning years and continents.
Very good work this afternoon.
I hope you remember.
During rehearsal, the actors tease their laid-back 72-year-old director, telling him he's a dictator and complaining that his staging's turning them into a bunch of furniture movers. It's a sign of how utterly comfortable they feel with him.
He's a gentle kind of director, you know. He nudges you into things.
That's Keith Carradine, who plays President Bush.
He doesn't crack the whip, as some directors may. He has a softer approach to guiding his actors and guiding the play to its eventual ripening.
Stuff Happens is not a soft and gentle experience for the audience, however. Actor Tyrese Allen plays Colin Powell, who's shown arguing privately and desperately against the administration's ultimate course of action in Iraq. Allen says that during post-play discussions, members of the audience commonly confront him with this question.
Why didn't he just resign? And I can't answer that question for them.
Don't you think it's interesting that the audience would ask you?
I do, yes. I mean, in fact, they don't say Tyrese, why did they? They'll say, Colin, why didn't you resign?
Questions like that have consumed British audiences as well, says playwright David Hare. It's a good time, he says, for political theater.
I've been a political playwright for 30 years, 35 years now, and I've watched the fortunes of political theatre rise and fall. In other words, there are periods in which everyone says, is political theatre dead? And there are periods like now in Britain where people are saying political theatre is the only kind of theatre we want. We're not interested in anything else. We just want to discuss contemporary issues.
In Los Angeles, the critics generally like the way Hare went about that in Stuff Happens, despite a few complaints that the play was overly polemical or just overly long. But it was praised for giving audiences the opportunity to contemplate the human motivations that led to the war in Iraq, and to do so at a time when opinion polls tell us Americans are becoming increasingly skeptical of the decision to go to war. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.
If you'd like to hear extended passages from Stuff Happens, you can go to npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.